Sensenbrenner was one of only 11 House members to oppose a major Katrina relief package. A new ad from Democrat Brian Kennedy compares the Katrina vote to others Sensenbrenner has taken.
When President Bush needed billions of dollars to help rebuild Iraq, Jim Sensenbrenner said yes. When the tsunami hit Asia, Jim Sensenbrenner voted again to send our money overseas. But when our fellow Americans on the Gulf Coast needed help, Jim Sensenbrenner turned his back on them and voted no.
Brian Kennedy lost to Sensenbrenner in the 2004 election, but plans to run against Wisconsin's longest-serving House Republican again next year. Kennedy dismisses Sensenbrenner's claim that the Katrina bill lacked accountability measures.
Well, I find it interesting that he chooses this particular bill to decide to question accountability, because these other bills that I've addressed here, the money going to Iraq and the money going to the tsunami victims, was actually going to similar agencies, was going to the military or for humanitarian relief with pretty similar measures of accountability.
But Sensenbrenner says there have been controls, at least on money for Iraq. He says he's still very comfortable with his vote on the multi-billion dollar Katrina package. He says there are ways he would support domestic disaster relief.
Congress is going to be in session until Thanksgiving, and it seems to me that what FEMA should do is come up with smaller bills when they need it, with a detailed listing of how the money will be spent. And we can pass those bills in about 6 hours' time to make sure that FEMA's got the money.
Kennedy questions Sensenbrenner's decision last week to step down from a Katrina review committee. Sensenbrenner says the panel's schedule would have conflicted with his chairmanship duties on the House Judiciary Committee. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.